The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
What's coming up on today's experience? Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotionals become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show, which have nothing to do with life, but they're a lot of fun. They make you smile, and if you don't laugh a little bit, you want to check your pulse. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is. I'm thinking, yep, next 5 minutes, that'd be perfect. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use if we decide we would like to use them. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Great question. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I'll be your host for the next 5,400 seconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. Let's just stay there for a second. We don't know what we're doing. Does that make everybody feel better? We don't know what we're doing. Do you know what you're doing? I don't know what I'm doing. Do you guys know what you're doing? Nah? Okay. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we just really don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about that living life as a Christian thingy. Not just the Sunday, not just the Wednesday night or the life group, but all the time. The 365, 24/7 Christian living with Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, you want to share something, you want to reach out. If you've got something more specific, a praise report, a prayer request, an answer to Bible trivia, which we'll get to in the next segment, then you're welcome to call in. You call in 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call in to 972-445-0770, Terrific T answers the phone. That's just like getting the best chair in the whole theater to watch a show. But that's, you got the best chair. That's it. You got it. Good job. That's what it's like talking to her. If you text, you can text 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. 8483. Or you can also email david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org, which leads us to our website, which we want you guys to check it out. There's some really fun stuff on there. Plus, there's some really encouraging soundtracks. Plus, there's a little bit of video. Go to hemustincrease.org. There it is. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email david@hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. I told you it wasn't professional. Do you like that? Let's do the best we can, right? It's Monday.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
Right on target right there. All right, a couple things to cover, and then we'll get into the teach. I want to let you guys know something. So normally when you're doing radio, you don't tell the audience everything because everybody says that's wrong. I just really despise that kind of it's not that they're trying to do bad, but they don't always tell you some of those things that are going on. Tomorrow I won't be here. I'm just telling you right now so that you know ahead of time. What do you mean? Are you going to do a replay tomorrow?
Aww.
Yeah. Some people are like going, praise the Lord. What's going on? So anyway, my best friend in all of the universe except for God himself, Noel, just came in yesterday. I want to tell you two or three things, brag about her just a little bit. She came into the house. It was 9:15. She'd gone to work, by the way, much earlier. So she has put in, she clocked it yesterday. She put in just under 81 hours at her job. I mean, that's 2 work weeks in 1 week. That's a lot. This is her heaviest time. Today will be her last day of the heaviest time, and then it cools off for a while, and then it picks back up. You know, it kind of goes and flows. But this is really the worst because she had like 3 proms. Then they had Mother's Day, and, you know, they have all these things. By the way, happy Mother's Day to everybody who's a mother. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. Thank you. Without the moms, there would be none of us. Thank you, thank you, thank
happy
you.
Happy Mother's
you.
Day.
Happy Mother's Day to everybody and everybody out there who's a mother. For those that are great, 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 great. Grandparents, great grandparents, semi okay grandparents. No, I'm kidding. If you've got children, and if you're going to be a parent, just happy pre Mother's Day in the sense that you're going to go that direction. Great, they're the greatest thing in the world. Moms are the best. My mom was fantastic. She passed away 12 years ago, but she's often in my thoughts. I have several pictures of her rotating on my television. She's great. She was just the best, and she believed in me and was a blessing for me. And I loved, even though we didn't have the exact same faith, I love the fact that I believe she made it at the end. But, okay, separate subject. What I do want to say is Noelle walked in yesterday, okay? She comes into the house, and she goes, I made it, right? So I go, yay, you know, you made it. And then the first thing that she did, this is why she's my best friend. This is why she's the quality kind of person she is. The first thing she did is said, I could not have made it without, and she starts listing every single person. To me, they're not going to hear that. Only I'm hearing it. Every person that helped her, she's just acknowledging so that she makes sure to give them their proper, you know, due. And that's just a fantastic type of person. Right? I mean, instead of trying to take the credit, she did work all the extra hours. She had a lot of help, people helping her. First thing she did was acknowledge all the help she got. That's just – I don't do that. I mean, sometimes they give tea props and gender props, but I don't do a lot of other stuff. That's all I got to say. She's a better Christian than I am. Just leave it there. All right. We're going to take a few minutes and get into this Thessalonians text. We got a lot of stuff to cover today, not the least of which is going to be some Ezra material that we get in the next hour. But let's get into this real quickly. This is out of 1 Thessalonians. I think we're done for this segment right here. So 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4 says this. Instead, just as you have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel— so we speak, not to please people, but rather God who examines our hearts. Okay? So much in here to review. First, the first thing that's spoken, instead, just as we have been approved by God. You know, God gives his seal of approval. His seal comes through the Holy Spirit, so that's a little different, but his seal of approval. And then he says this, to be entrusted with the gospel. In 2 Corinthians 5:19 and 20, you find out that you, as a believer, you, get this, you have been entrusted with the highest level of riches in the universe. You, God has such confidence in you, he's made you a steward of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He made you a steward of that gospel. Do you realize the value of the gospel? What's the cost of the gospel, folks? The blood of Jesus Christ. God put that valuable message into your stewardship and my stewardship and our care. It's like the greatest message ever, and God gave it to you, and he wants you to share it, okay? Isn't that just lights out fantastic? That's how much confidence God has in you. He wouldn't give you his gospel if he didn't believe that you – or let me rephrase that. He wouldn't give you his gospel if he didn't know that you could be a steward of it. You are a steward of the greatest message ever given to mankind. And Paul acknowledges that. He's like, you know, we were, you know, before last week you talked about him being emboldened by God, not by arrogance, but by God, to speak the gospel. Our exhortation didn't come in error and purity. There wasn't an intent to deceive. Just as we have been approved by God and have been entrusted with the gospel, God has given you the gospel to be a steward of. Don't tell me, oh, I don't know what God gave me to be a steward of. More than any dollar amount is the gospel message the greatest communication that God could give to mankind. It's the message of God's grace, his love, and his mercy. And that's what he committed to you. Isn't that? I mean, it's just like, wah. Okay. I'll freak out by myself, but that's okay. All right. So we've got a few seconds left. Al wants to know why I'm taking off tomorrow. Because Noel has off tomorrow. And I'm going to take off tomorrow so we can spend the day together so I can remember what her face looks like. See, does that sum that up pretty good? And then a quick shout out to Eric, who made a quick comment about yesterday's Happy Mother's Day, just saying, oh, Happy Birthing Person's Day. Like, oh my goodness gracious. Stop! Stop the bus! I want to get off. Okay. You guys are hilarious. All right, we're going to take our break, come back. Now, this other part is super duper fantastic. That's me giving a super duper to it, so just keep that in mind. So you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been running.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Oh, no, it's not on his tail. It's on his face. I've ruined it. Oh, no. Well, that's okay, though. Somebody else will come along and get it right.
Thanks for coming to my birthday party, Stewie.
Oh, I wouldn't have missed it for anything. I've never been to a party before.
Want to watch me blow out the candles?
I would love to see that. And gosh, Bobby, I'd love to play with some of your birthday toys, but only after you've played with them and only if you say it's okay.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
Hot topics.
Pointing out inconsistencies is not disparaging. It's just the truth. Number two,
Our job as in church discipline is where you can't judge those that are outside the church. Number three, the people we were talking about were Christians anyway. Number four, you think this is bad? Wait, this just gets worse and worse, people. Regarding Paul's statement of speaking evil of leaders being inappropriate, the context is also critical and can be misapplied. Now, how many times have I told you, watch out for bad Bible brains.
The David Spoon Experience.
On Christ the solid.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Let's get ready for our Bible trivia. Here we go. Okay. I'm really, 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 I like this who said this stuff. Because like, you got to think about it, right? You got to go like, well, who said that? I think that's really good. All right. Now, this ministry that we have is called He Must Increase, right? David, He Must Increase Ministry. Okay, HeMustIncrease.org is our website, right? Who said, He must increase, but I must decrease? Who said that? Who said, He must increase, but I must decrease? If you think you know, you can call in the number 972-445-0770, or you can text in 214-210-8483. Just a quick reminder, won't be in tomorrow. We'll be spending the day with my wife, who has a day off tomorrow, her first one after her 80-hour week. Ouch. That's a lot of stuff to do. That's all I'm going to say. All right, who said he must increase, but I must decrease? Aunt Deb steps in first answer. Good job, Aunt Deb. Good job. All right. Let's go into DNA. DNA, ready to go to DNA. Here we go. DNA is the building blocks by which we think that Christians should function on a regular basis. That is what we should be at the core. Here's what the D stands for. Draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
In fact, I was reading today in my devotional. I was in Psalm 63, and David said, seek the Lord early. It's almost like, hey, you want to start your day off right? Start your day off with God. It's not that it's wrong to spend time with God at the end of the day. I don't want anybody to get legalistic, but it's a lot easier to go through the day once you've spent time with God versus spending time with God and then just going to sleep. See, there's kind of a practicality to it, although your dreams might be better. I mean, there's some truth there. Anyway, so draw closer to the Lord daily. That's the D. And never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Don't be ashamed of Jesus. No matter what the world puts on you or spins on you, just, yeah, you know, just learn to do the Bronx cheer. That's all you got to do. And then A, always be ready.
To serve,
which means that you are sensitive to God, sensitive to people, loving God by doing the things that he desires you, loving people by taking care of them the same way that you would want to be taken care of. So that's our DNA. Draw closer to the Lord daily. D, N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. N, and A, always be ready to serve. There we go. All right. We got that. We've already done the website. Again, the trivia question. Who said he must increase, but I must decrease? If you think that's, remember, this is He Must Increase Ministry. So you guys should probably know that one if you can. Call in 972-445-0770 or text in 214-210-8483. While we move on that, I'm going to go into this next segment because it is a doozy. This is the hardest. It's hard for me to do this properly in the right way, shape, and form, so to speak. So let me read the whole thing in context. This is 1 Thessalonians 2:4. Instead, just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, so we speak, not to please people, but rather God who examines our hearts. Now, you read that and you think off the top of your head, well, that's easy to say that, well, that's, of course I'm going to speak for God. But it's oftentimes not the case. We often speak things with an overabundance of caution, not wanting to offend anybody. It's not that you want to be an offensive person when you talk, because you don't. Your goal is not to offend people. But for us to speak all the things that God sets before us is going to irritate quite a few people, because people were irritated at Jesus. And let's just point out that if the ministry of Jesus Christ had come down in 2021, every newscast in the world would tell you what a rotten guy Jesus is. I mean, that's just the reality check. Because to please people creates three very important elements in our life. To please people brings disaster. And you think, well, why does pleasing people bring disaster? Because people are unstable and flighty. And as soon as you do one thing to please them, there will be something else going in the opposite direction that they feel that they need to be pleased in. And then you're in the next bad thing about pleasing people, which is bondage. And see, here's the problem. And we'll give Bob Dylan his credit for doing the one song. You got to serve somebody. Now, it might be the devil and it might be the Lord, but you're going to serve somebody. What's going to happen? And in our situation, if you end up serving people and trying to do that, you're serving the devil. And it's a bondage because people will ensnare you. I've been ensnared in church leadership to other people. It's horrible. It's a horrible life. We call it a cult. That's how bad it can get. And if in society you think, well, I'm not really in a cult, I just listen to everything they say on the news and follow what they say, you're a cult member. You're not thinking on your own. You're making sure that you please people rather than God. And when it comes, push comes to shove, that's a kind of interesting expression, push comes to shove. When it all comes down to it and you die, how many of those people will you stand before and how will you stand before God? How many of those people in the world have a heaven? They don't have a heaven or a hell to put you through. They can only give you a simulation of heaven and hell now. We can't speak for the audience, and it's hard. There's times where I come and it'll be a Friday, right? And what's one of the things that I want to do sending you guys out on Friday, like on the weekend? I have a desire in me to certainly be more uplifting and to be encouraging. But I also have a requirement from time to time. And I've noticed that from time to time, without me wanting it to be, that the Lord's like, do go this direction, go this direction. And it's not always been, you know, Skittles and cotton candy. And sometimes I've sent you off on a Friday spending 30 minutes talking about sin that destroys our life. The reason is because that's what the Lord, I believe, wanted. And I could be wrong in all of that, so I'm never saying I'm right in all those things. Don't get the wrong impression. But the idea is I can't make this – even if I've done it wrong, I'm trying to do it right before my King, and he knows that. And we can't be people pleasers with our words.
Well, I just don't want to offend anybody.
Well, then just live in a box in the desert and eat scorpions and water from a cactus because that's about how it's going to have to go because there's no other – I mean, have you noticed that there's no real way to – have you ever – they used to do a skit, a comedy skit, and there would be people – they would be arguing on like two sides of the issue. They had this guy in the middle who had no commitment. He'd go, you're right. And then the other group would say what they're saying, and he'd go, you're right. And then the other person would say, and he'd go, you're right. And then whoever, you're right. And they're like, well, wait, don't you have to make a decision? You're right. Instead of answering anything, just everybody was always right all the time because he thought that would not be offensive. Guess what he ended up doing? Offending everybody. That's the whole point. Look, you're not going to make everybody happy. You're not, I mean, it's not going to happen that way. Okay, but there is only one that we should seek on a regular basis to please, knowing that his calling in our life, his purpose in our life, his designs in our life are far above any type of human wisdom or approach. And God examines our heart. He knows when you're really trying to do it right and be right. He knows the nuances. He knows the little things. That's the other thing about people, the third thing I didn't mention. People don't really know you, do they?
people don't really know you the way that God knows you. God knows all the little sneakies, all the moments that you have that are really good that nobody else ever sees. God knows all the things about you, good and bad, up and down, and still chose you. How about that? And still said, I want David to be a part of my kingdom. Personally, I think God's crazy. That's the nicest way. But that's what he wants. That's what he wants from you and me. So look at the text and listen to what it says. Instead, just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, so we speak, not to please people, but rather to please God who examines our hearts. That's who we're seeking to please. That's what the gospel is about. It's our connection with God through Jesus Christ, right? All right. Back to the trivia, because we only got about a minute left. And the trivia question was, who said, he may increase, but I may decrease? It is the passage from which this ministry is birthed on, John chapter 3, verse 30. Johnny B., Johnny the Baptist, said, he must increase, but I must decrease. Which is really funny, because if you take it in context of what we were just talking about, it's got to be about him and about his kingdom and honoring him and us not seeking this fleeting, fake human glory, because it just won't matter. There's only one who's the superstar who gets the credit. It's not me. It's not you. It's not any of us. It's Jesus Christ, period. Okay, end of discussion. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a short break, top of the hour, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
My guest on the phone today is absolutely no exception and is one of the top tiers. I want to say welcome to Dr. David Jeremiah from Turning Point. Dr. Jeremiah, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
It's great to have you on the show. I was doing a little bit of research, and I just wanted to ask you because I want to talk about the new book, and I want to talk about the study Bible you just released and Turning Point, but I was going over some of the materials you've done, and on my list I have that you've done at this point, and if I'm wrong, correct me, at least 53 books with 3 New York Times bestsellers and one about to be a 4th New York Times bestseller, 100 Bible study guides, and you sold more than 4 million books. Is that right?
Well, you know more about that than I do, but that sounds probably about right, yeah.
That is absolutely amazing. So everybody who's listening to this broadcast right now certainly, I'm sure, wants to send out their appreciation for you taking the time and committing yourself to this process. I was going through your background, and as I was reading it, I understand that you actually accepted the Lord as your Savior when you were 14. Is that right?
That's about right. Yeah, that's about how old I was. Yep.
So you were young when you came into the faith.
Actually, I really had a head start in many respects because I was born into the family of a pastor. And I heard the gospel many, many times and probably had some preliminary experiences before I truly understood it for myself at that age. So I was blessed to be brought up in a Christian home with the message of the gospel very, very familiar to me.